All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:30. I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, led tonight by Councilmember Leland.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, thanks everybody for coming out. Appreciate your time. First up is a public hearing regarding the budget. We had our budget meeting. We went through everything, hashed things out. This budget you have in front of you is indicative of all those lovely
hashes.
Decisions, the hashes, compromises, whatever. Big picture, it's in, again, a balanced budget. This season, really good financial shape. I think that'd be the big broad brush thing I would say. And we're handling things that need to be handled. And that's, I think, what you do in a budget is take the things that pressing needs and get after them. So I think we've done a great job, and I think identifying what the needs were and hash that out. So again, it's in front of you, and you have that that those things that indicated that you wanted the changes, and everything is in front of you. That would be my information on it. You covered it for a couple hours the other night. So beyond that, at this point, I'd hear the public regarding the municipal budget. Is there any public comment? Is there anybody online? Any public comment on the municipal budget? Ugh. I'm drinking Gatorade here. All right. At that point, then I'll turn it over to you guys. Get the council.
I have two comments, one and a question. One of them being for Chief, since you weren't able to be here and I haven't gotten to chat with you since. With the change in the reserve, to split that between the fire department and the police department, any thoughts? How are you? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'd be totally against it.
Chief, could you please go to board? Just so we can have it run there floating. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. I know you're hurt, but
I don't think it's responsible for a capital improvement fund. If we buy a vehicle this year and we pay our normal $20,000 per year for our body cameras and car cameras, we're down to less than $20,000. So if we have something big comes up, you know, then we're going to go to you guys to ask for money. We're just trying to put money in the reserves so we don't have to go to the city and you all to get approval if we have something big that pops up. We have a radio that goes down, $8,000. You know, and so, yeah, disappointed.
Well, wish we had a lot more money to do many more things, but the radios and the 20 to 25,000 wasn't brought up last time, and so didn't know that that was something that was necessary. Is that an immediate need that is going to be needed this year for all officers? You said body cameras.
Well, that's in.
No, that's part of the. We pay $20,000 a year.
But,
for our cameras.
Right. But that's budgeted.
Right.
Right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I usually take it out of the capital improvement fund because it's such a large amount.
Okay. I guess I thought it was, so it's not in the actual police department budget.
No.
So that was an expectation to be taken out. Why was it not in the budget?
I've taken it out of the capital improvement fund.
Okay. Well, I don't think we need to make a change because I didn't, that was unknown. I don't know if that was known to anybody. That was unknown during the conversations last week. But I appreciate your perspective and wish we had lots more money to hire another officer also, but we can't do that either.
Yeah, so. No, I was more focused on the $45,000 loss from the capital improvement that could potentially be a hit for the police department. Again,
yeah.
There's a lot of unknowns on what happens. Just have to wait and see.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your honesty about it. I also, the 2025 certified taxable valuation information, Amy came back about this. I was speaking with Commissioner Emily Dean and Helen about it. The city of Helena has had theirs adjusted twice now, and they expect that it may be adjusted yet again. They have been told that they will get a notification in the next 90 days as to where that number actually comes from, but nobody could tell them where that number comes from. And so I know we're going to be moving in based on this. We can't do anything about it, but I would like for us to explore that as well and ask for some additional information. If I remember correctly, Commissioner Dean had mentioned it would potentially lower property taxes for residents in the city by $50 to $75 a household. That's pretty significant. And if that is the same for the amount that we've been building, even if it's comparable, I think we should explore why that is different. I thought it was maybe an average, as it kind of looked like over the years, but it's not. And the fact that it's indicating that we have just $525,000 of new taxable property is obviously incorrect. The other thing is, last year we were in the rears where they said it'll be fixed next year. So that also makes me think that I don't feel like it's at all correct. Because is that cr am I correct in saying that, Amy? That they thought, or and Pete, last year it was behind, vigilante was not included yet.
Yeah, I would not expect a catch-up payment, meaning they're not going to send a tax bill for a year they weren't assessed. And I can't speak to that. I just know that we could not assess them in the SIDs because we didn't have a tax ID number for those parcels. I'd assume they paid property taxes, but I don't know the specifics on that.
Okay. I mean, I would expect a catch-up payment because it is still new taxable value that wasn't included before.
If they paid property taxes, I'd assume we already received it, but I don't know.
So I just want
I think
to ask that that continue that we explore that because it will change, it could change everything. It could add some funding to our budget.
we'll have Amy look into it with the state. That's totally a question we should be asking all the time, anyways. On board, we should totally be asking those questions, anyways. I think what maybe we were talking about is not a catch-up thing, is it's like, it was a timing thing, is when those houses come online and when you start receiving money from them, as opposed to when you see them being built. And I think that's what we're referring to as the.
No, I know, and I know that it may be conflating two separate things, but I also, if it wasn't ever relayed to us, then when is it going to be relayed to us?
I just think that it's just the standard timing on putting in a tax assessment online. If there's a standard, but I think the average we've been told is 18 months will be received till you start receiving money from a new build of a house. And that's just the time frame of the. Now, ultimately, you used to receive tax revenues, whatever goes online later on, and things. So
Right.
that's the catch up to the end of it. But it's a pass through the time frame. Again, this is my the response we get: the time frame of when the money, as opposed to the build, happens.
But for the purposes of just moving forward with the budget, but I would like to see if we could explore that. And if I can do something, I'm happy to. But otherwise, I would ask that the city formally request more information on where that's coming from
We can have Amy reach out, and certainly that's something we should be doing anyways, Wes.
to Miss
And
Wanda.
we didn't, I'll tell you right now, we never received any of those things that the city of Helena received, indicating that we were different. They've adjusted their taxable valuation table, and we have not, so I think ours is pretty consistent, but we'll certainly look into it
Okay. Thank you. Those are the things that they have.
again. Anything else, Council? Here's the budget.
I'll make a motion to accept the budget.
Motion to approve the budget as presented.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, cool.
Aye.
All right. Public comment. This is the time set aside for public comment on all non-agenda items. So if you are out there and you have some non-agenda items on the spot of the minute, you'd like to talk about it, here is the opportunity. Nobody don't want to get great. All righty. Same time. In your packet, you have the minutes for both the August 19th and the August 2020 or 25 minutes. We have a special meeting for the budget. So at this point, I'd like to hear a public comment on the August 19th minutes. Seeing none, Council.
I'll move to approve.
Have a motion to approve.
I'll second
And a
it.
second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That leads us to the August 25th minutes. Ready? We have the minutes as well. Is there any public comment on those minutes? Seeing none, Council.
I'll move to approve.
So a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All righty, moving right along. City court reports. You have a report in your packet detailing the amounts from the July period. I know that there has been some requests for Justin to come in and talk a little bit. He's going through some stuff right now, so he might not stay for a little while. He's been diligent in his work though, and has been showing up to do his job, and I think he's got some personal thing that our hearts go out to him. So we'll leave it at that. Yeah, bring us to administration reports. First up, as always, is Amy.
In your packet, I included information about neighborhood block parties that Lewis and Clark Cycle Health is looking at putting on. They're sponsored by businesses. They are going to come visit with us about basically, they need to know what our regulations regarding block parties would be. Haven't heard when they're going to come do that just yet. On the table is an invitation to the community open house for the trust group and the employee. They originally wanted to hold that in the gym, but as you know, our gym is pretty popular, so that date was already taken. So they're going to do it upstairs like they did last time. And we got an email from Laura that puts on the Christmas caravan. She would like to move that to December 13th rather than the 6th. And I couldn't think of anything that would stop her, but
I think it's
seems
just
like it's good a week.
don't cross over with our stuff. And the trucks drive by with lights on, they drive by with lights on, right? Is there any police aspect about that you guys think is an issue? Thanks.
That's all I've got.
All right. Thanks, Vince. That brings us to Police Department, Chief Sanders.
Real quick tonight, we had 542 calls for service in August, and 35 new cases were opened. And Officer Beezerith will probably be out on his own near the end of the month. So that's all we have.
Thank you, Chief. That brings us to Kevin.
And that was
It's the star of the show here. Jeez.
I have to talk like double quick. So just a few things, just a quick mention. So good thing is out at the plant, since we washed all the sludgy stuff down with the fire trucks, the plant is settling out and operating as it should. So for what that's worth, is seems to be okay. The garbage truck, Kelly and I are, should I say, aggressively moving ahead with finding a truck. Yes, we are. So 2 weeks ago, the governor for the air compressor went out, which I wasn't too worried about. Luckily, we have found a mobile mechanic that's able to just come out and fix stuff for us. But then Thursday, Scott called and he says, "The truck's leaning really funny. I feel like I'm going to tip over." And we said, "Okay, stop driving." Well, the leaf springs broke on the right side of the truck. So luckily, again, George was able to come out. We blocked up the axle and just put some U-bolts around it to get him through a rough day of driving that thing. Sean made a late night drive over to Missoula and bought some leaf springs for it. And he put the one set in on Friday that was broken. And then this Friday, he's replacing the other side. So if you notice, the garbage truck is leaning a little bit. That's why. Again, it's an old truck.
Got a gangster lane, didn't
It had a lot of weight put in it. I don't like calls where Scotty says he feels like he's going to tip over.
Yeah, they just moved to the middle of
Yeah,
the
should have been like eat more carrots or something. I don't know.
over, dude.
And
Everybody
then
called me with the same problem, it was just later in the evening.
the last thing, Helen is saying, I don't have official dates, but it sounds like the second half of September. So I think it's the, where's the September? So the week of like the 15th. Hopefully they are back to do our pavement repairs. And also we'll be getting a couple bids on just doing some work in town on some other streets that we'll present to you guys that if it makes sense to do, we'll do. Because they're going to have that mill machine in. And if we can knock out a couple more blocks of streets that are in pretty bad disrepair, we will. So that's it. Any questions? Okay.
Kevin's not lying, and he says aggressively. You would think salesmen that hound you all year, when you call them, they'd be all over it.
Yeah.
Not the case. Apparently, other people are doing budget for garbage truck right now, doing it. Man. So, but I do appreciate you guys figuring out the budget, and we're gonna
That was lucky that we did because you put it in there.
find a way
It's a
to.
crapshoot, Kevin.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Is we'll find a way to get something. I'm sure we're working on it. All right, that leads us to Chief Kemp.
Evening, everyone. So the floor tonight, which just came from the freshman football games, and maybe helping cover the football games for medical coverage. We did pretty healthily win against Three Forks 48-6. Good for vigilance. We do have five more games for them. I'd like to thank everybody for budget, and then especially like to thank Amy and Kevin. We met after the next day, 2 days, something like that. Sat down for a little while. Got some things straightened out that I was a little confused about, but I think we're in a good place now. Other than that, things are going good. I got three new members. I'll try and get them in this week or next meeting so we can introduce them. So we're sitting pretty good on the
Yes.
Nice.
Getting some stuff done.
Thank you, Chief.
It was nice to see you out of the middle school the other night. So.
Oh, it is training.
All right. So that leads us to new business. First order of new business is the request to use the fee waiver of the council room on Saturday, September 6th. And this is for the Helena Area Community Foundation. Do you have a representative here?
We do. Hi, I'm Emily Frazier. I'm the executive director of the Helena Area Community Foundation. And yes, we're having a board retreat this coming Saturday. We are a pretty small nonprofit and looking for a space. We really want to, our catchment area includes all of Lewis and Clark County, as well as portions of Jefferson, Broadwater, and Powell County. We think it's important for our board to spend time in the communities that we serve. And even though a lot of our folks are in Helena, we think it's important to spend some time here. So we'd really love to use the space. And if you can, if it can be possible for us to put a fee waiver, that would be really helpful for us in keeping to our very small end of your budget, as Wes knows more about than most. So.
So, just throw a little layer up here. We got you. Maybe tell us a little about your mission and what you guys do.
I'd love to. So the Helena Area Community Foundation, again, we're a community foundation meeting. We are looking to provide services most specifically usually to nonprofits in our catchment area, which again, we used to be the Lewis and Clark County Community Foundation. And apart from being just a horrible acronym to try to say, it wasn't necessarily reflective of the areas that help the Helena area serve. So, folks who live in Montana City are still really part of Colony, though they're in the county. So that name change happened a long time ago. But our general focuses are on things like building a permanent endowment for the community that we can utilize to support whatever the community needs as needs change. So being very adaptive with that usage. We also work to provide services to nonprofits, especially in the capacity building and infrastructure areas. And then we also offer generosity guidance. So for folks who are looking to decide how they want to leave their legacy, we try to help them make connections with the causes that they care about within our community. So we're available as advisors, we're available as nonprofit trainers, and then we're also trying to build a permanent asset that benefits our communities forever.
Okay, thank you. Is there any public comment on the request for a use and fee waiver of the council room? Seeing none, council.
I'll move to approve it.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye. And all abstain since I'm off the board.
Oh, can I change my vote?
Yeah.
Too late. No dividends. Too late.
All right. Last order of new business, we have a request to approve and appoint Eric Seidensticker to the East Helena Zoning Commission. We have the application attached. Resident of East Helena for 2.5 years, lived there for 10. Eric has been a fixture in his building. At one point, was renting or using the room upstairs at one point. So we've seen Eric around. I think you guys have all seen Eric, who has worked for IMBAC as well. So you guys know who we're talking about, and he's shown an interest. So there it is. Is there any public comment on the appointment of Eric Seidensticker? Seeing none, council.
I just want to, I'll move to approve, but I just wanted to comment about Eric, and he is a fantastic guy who now lives in East Helena, bought a home in both Highland Meadows, and he and his wife and young family are I think he'll be great, and his experience with MBAC and then the JLDC, the Jefferson Local Development Corporation as well. He's a great asset, and hopefully it'll bring even more. So the chamber, he did the Leadership Helena through the Helena Area Chamber, and they recommended that they do more to get involved with their local government. So that was kind of what he said. Yeah, you should probably do some more. And so that's when his application came from. So,
Cool.
but I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
I have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That's it for new business. Mayor's report is short. Mayor is shopping for a garbage truck, which I don't know, which is not easy, but we'll get it done. Also, just kind of just finished up the budget. You saw just a little the dust up, and from there we start prioritize when things happen and get a, we've worked on the schedule of events for the budget. So when we get kind of a pretty firm budget, we start, you know, when, where, what, why, who, line up contractor for things we got to do. So me and Kevin spent today doing that, didn't we, Kev? It was lots of fun. We really enjoyed doing this. Gonna spend our day together. We didn't hold hands for it, but we made it through it. So yeah, that's about it. Nothing exciting. And oh, well, I have one more thing in the little back box. I have something to show you, which originally I kind of was like, well, whatever, but pretty proud of this. This is beautiful. This is the Phoenix Award. It was given to the city of
Cool.
East Helena. I'll pass it down. You guys can take a look at it. I want to
Don't
see it.
drop it.
Please don't.
Don't
It's the
break
thing.
the
It's it's very impressive. And you know, when you're going to that, you've got to see what a big deal this is. And so at the time I didn't really know, but man, it is an impressive thing. They would like to display this in East Helena. I've reached out to the well,
That's back
I
bar.
know the welding teacher. He knows the carpentry teacher. He's through a little bit. The high school is getting a little something built to display that. And there is two other awards that we've gotten for this environmental cleanup, not to this extent at all. But that's a beautiful, beautiful trophy and a beautiful award that the city got. So, and the partners in the cleanup. But yeah,
Your pro.
it is. They were very clear: do not break this. this was a.
But the
On
little
the way
stuff
back from
stays
Chicago,
on.
this was a carry-on. Wasn't trusted to luggage. Oh no, we didn't do anything.
Snapping at you.
Anyway, that's it for the mayor's report. To you guys, that's pretty impressive, though. So I thought it was important to show you guys that because kind of cool.
You want your retirement gift to look like that? Just make a mental
It's
note.
gonna look more like a boot.
You ever been to a
Kicking
glass
you
shop?
out.
They're weird.
They got one in a. Thousand.
Yeah, there's
It's just
no.
fun to watch them do it. And they just make candles, though. I don't like
Yeah, those
candle cutters.
glasses that
Yeah.
block out all the yellow flames so you can actually see them working
See what's
glass.
happening.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
pretty
they're
cool.
very cool.
All right. Council member reports. Council member Dahl.
Did the budget, and we had a zoning meeting to rezone the future road hill from industrial to a PUD, and they will be coming for the planning board on the 24th with their recommendations of what they want it to look like. Or zoning was just to change the zoning. It's not, they did go over a little bit about what the future looks like for them. They're giving nice little power. Jacob gave a nice PowerPoint. So anyway, the nuts and bolts will happen on the 24th.
Councilor Leland.
I have nothing to report. I
Councilor Weist.
Well, you did go to the budget meeting, Judy. I sat next to you.
My name's in the minutes.
Yeah.
My name's in the news.
There was a chamber board meeting. Focus was mainly on the Helena Public Schools bond, but also some bylaws changes. Nothing too exciting. Did thank Joe Mitchell there to the group of having the food truck festival out here. There was an opioid abatement trust meeting, but not one that we didn't make any decisions, and it was just a leadership meeting within that because we discussed the direction and clarity with what the funding to be used for and kind of going forward if we wanted to make any changes. One other thing is that another year of funding has been provided to that, possibly up to 18 years, but now we're on four. We'll take one more after the three. So there is another year of $465,000 that'll be provided to the community through grant making through the Opioid Abatement Trust. And so that'll continue. We have another meeting at the end of this month with some more applications from the community. Met with the new Advanced Opportunities Facilitator at East Helena High. She wanted to learn more about the community. She just moved to East Helena from her husband is Dr. Hayter at Montana Eye Care. And so she wanted to, I encouraged her to come visit with city council so that you all could know her, but her job is to be out in the community building relationships with businesses so that people can, students can get work and work-based learning experiences. And then Food Share reached out to me as well. And they want to learn how they can better serve East Helena since they don't in the ways that they have in the past. And so they're also going to come, and I gave them Amy's contact information to reach out to her to, and also yours to visit with you about your thoughts and anybody else's for making sure that folks in the East Helena community are getting what needs they may have met. So.
The U.S. Councilmember Person.
I went to the zoning committee meeting with Don. It always surprises me what people actually worry about. But I guess people have worries. But anyway, I thought the Rose Hills presentation was, it's going to be cool. I thought it was really awesome. So, and then I did the budget meeting, and that's about it.
All right. Pete, legal report.
Budget meeting as well. And then court has kind of been in flux, which is kind of been a bit of a juggling, just trying to get stuff back on the calendar and make sure everyone's lined up. But we should be set to resume next week, hopefully, for bench trials and stuff. So I'll get that to the police department as soon as it's all solidified, as much as it ever is. And then I did talk to an attorney about some of the, at least one of the issues, the stormwater issue we potentially have coming up with EPA and DEQ. We maybe have some options there, just depending on how the process moves forward. But other than that, been kind of holding steady.
All right. Well, that means just payment of the bills.
I'm going to pay the bills.
All right, I'm looking to pay the bills.
Second.
The second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Nice have it. All right. I'll adjourn this meeting at 6:57.
Pretty close when I said 5:57.
Don't expect a short one next meeting. I'll just let you know that. Amy, expect a very, very long one.
Well, you're going to have the sewer, the brass packed in the sewer, though.
Oh.
Kevin.